Okay, I'm just fine. It's Friday. How can things be bad on a Friday?
Yeah.
I just jinxed it, didn't I?
Just watch your back the rest of the day.
Yeah, well, you know, when I say, how can things be bad on a Friday, half of the football coaches in high school out there are going to be saying that's not right later on tonight. Not everybody can win, right? Oh, well. Brett's in the studio with us as we get going here this morning. He'd like to tell us today what's going on down at Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Good morning, Brett.
Don't forget about us people that have to work Saturdays, too. So
what?
Yeah.
What?
Rinnai Instant Hot Water Heaters are the ultimate in luxury and efficiency. After Camlin Plumbing and Heating installs one of these for you, your family will enjoy virtually endless hot water no matter how large your family is or how long that teenager stays in the shower. With its instant heating process, Rinnai hot water units don't waste energy to keep your 40 to 50 gallon tank of water hot, thereby giving you amazing energy savings. We have had only good response back from those that have chosen to have one of these state-of-the-art water heaters put in, and we would like you to know that we have installed enough of these in homes and businesses that we are fully knowledgeable and certified to install them. Rinnai Instant Water Heater Units and Camlin Plumbing and Heating, both tried and true. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
All right. Thank you, Brett. If it makes you feel any better, I'll be in for a while tomorrow morning, too.
I don't know if that makes you
feel any better or not, but we make an appearance once in a while. You think when you manage the store, you're out of some of those weird
hours.
Yeah,
it seems like everybody expects you to be there.
Yeah, there's this mistaken impression that when you manage and own, you know, things like that, that, oh, gee, life gets easy. You don't have to work anymore.
Yeah, right.
40-hour week. Done with that by Wednesday.
Been there.
Well, yeah, no kidding. Hey, I want to talk a little bit this morning. It's getting cooler out now in the mornings. You knew this long, good stretch of weather that we had wasn't going to last forever. So now it's time to really seriously start thinking about, what kind of Brett's been telling us about for a while now is starting to think about winterizing our home. Seasons are changing. It's time to think about the inside and what we need to do to make it, well, livable, quite frankly, or at least comfortable during the course of the winter months when we spend so much more time indoors with family and friends. And there are a lot of different tips that we should probably keep in mind when it comes to making our home all ready for the winter season. And a lot of it has to do with some of those systems that we depend so much on, like the furnaces and things like that. And I know, Brett, you can help me out here. You want to make sure you have an HVAC professional come in and inspect your furnace and clean the ducts and do some of those things to make it not only just run more efficiently but run safer too. I mean, there are dangers involved in some of that stuff too, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
I mean, I know I've heard stories over the years about some of the things that can be found when ducts are cleaned for the first time in many years.
There's a lot of them out there that ain't been cleaned for 100 years.
A lot of dog and cat toys.
Even kids' toys.
Yeah, it's amazing some of the things that get lost in different places. And sometimes you hear the bump in the night. Not necessarily a bump in the night. What it really is stuff rattling around in there.
Yeah, that's right.
But you also want to stock up on furnace filters and make sure you change them. I'm sure Brett can tell you all kinds of stories, and I know I've been guilty out here, too, a few times of, gee, I don't know what's wrong with the furnace. I don't know what's going on there. But then come out, it's like, when was the last time you changed the filter?
Yeah. It's always frustrating when somebody calls a technician and they say, you needed to change that filter, and they go, oh.
Yeah, and it's great that it's that simple, but it's frustrating that, it's great for Brett, had in the pocketbook, but you didn't have to pay for a service call to get that done. You could have just done that on your own, too. So, make sure you get the filters. Get the right filters. Put them in properly. There's a direction that it needs to be pointing. It usually has a little arrow on it to tell you.
Yep, the arrow always points towards the furnace fan.
So make sure that you do that. And grab a bunch of them while you can. They don't cost very much. Just grab a bunch of them, keep them handy, and make sure you do get in there and change them once in a while. And maybe if you're still sitting on an old thermostat, those new, the newer programmable thermostats can indeed help you save some money. You're getting a lot of people swapping out, aren't you?
Not really.
Have they already done that?
No. There's pros and cons to that I won't comment on that.
They should take a look maybe at some different things.
Yeah.
But, if that's something they choose to do, then, of course, a lot of people are also going to air exchange, the heat exchangers, the air exchangers and stuff like that. And there are other different ways, too, that you can help make it more efficient and more comfortable, too. Sometimes the old ways aren't necessarily always the comfortable ways either. If you do happen to have one of the older hot water radiator type heating systems, then you do want to make sure you get the proper maintenance on those too. They don't just run all the time by themselves. And now this is one I'm sure you probably see on service calls a lot. One of the things you want to take a look at is what's around your furnace.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you thought about that much recently? I realize some people's basements are large and they have a lot of room and it's all neatly stacked and things. And there's a lot of comfortable space. And then there are other basements like my parents' where I swear the basement is simply a little hole that was dug and they dropped a stick of dynamite in there. And the hole it blew out is the basement. You know, it's nothing fancy. It's nothing to look at. It's a place to put washers and dryers and the hot water heater and the furnace and what have you, but not a lot of room. And it's really, there's no storage area to speak of. So we create storage area. And a lot of that happens to end up being around the furnace, because that's a piece of equipment that doesn't really move. It just kind of sits there. So we figure we can just stack things around there. You want to have free airflow there, don't you?
Yes, yeah. And do not store the gas can down by the furnace either.
All right, well, that's what one of the things it says right here in front of me, too. Remove all
jumping ahead
flammables.
On you. Yeah,
no, you're good. You're leading right in. Remove all flammable material from the area surrounding your furnace.
That's one of the things the guys will tell you when they come out to check it, too, is get that stuff away.
So it's not just a system check, necessarily. No. They can always give you some hints about, hey, you might want to maybe move that someplace else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That kind of stuff. It's more than just keeping your systems in good running shape. It's also keeping your place safe too. Some other things that you may want to look for if you're going to fireproof, if you're going to winterize your home is, and that's why I said fireproof, the other one is get the fireplace ready. Here's another one too. You know, take a look at the screens and the caps and stuff on top of the chimney, rodents, birds, nests, all that kind of stuff that might have come in over there over time. If you haven't cleaned the chimney in a while, you might want to make sure you get that cleaned out. Soot, creosote, all cause problems if you have a traditional fireplace. Firewood, chop wood, you want to get that done. Store it in a dry place away from the exterior of your home, because you know what draws toward that stuff. Inspect the fireplace damper for the proper opening and closing, and want to check the mortar between the bricks and the tuck point, and then tuck point it if it's necessary to do that too. And you know, if you have the gas furnaces and things like that, you know, just a little proper maintenance here and there just to make sure everything's running smoothly and running well. Some folks use them for looks, some folks use them for a little heat. Some folks use them for both, but no matter what the case, make sure you got them in good shape. If you're going to heat the indoors, you might want to make sure the heat stays indoors. You want to check the exterior, the doors and the windows, cracks and exposed points, you know, different types of places, too. If you've had some other work done, perhaps maybe around pipes, where pipes or wires and things enter the house, make sure, you know, all those areas are caulked and sealed properly. Weather stripping around your doors, it doesn't last forever. Weather stripping in this part of the country where the temperature is constantly changing, heat and cold and all that kind of stuff, it dries out. It falls off. It tears itself apart. It does all kinds of funny things. So make sure you check that weather stripping around the doors, because you don't want that cold air coming in, and you certainly don't want that warm air. You're paying for that. You don't want that warm air to be escaping either. So make sure you caulk around those areas, and especially if you have you know, older style windows and things too. Cracked glass in windows. Well, that's going to let things escape. Make sure that if you end up replacing the entire window, prime and paint the exposed wood too. If you have a basement, consider protecting its window wells by covering up with plastic sheets. Shields and things, and switch out summer screens with glass replacements from storage. You know, if you have those types of windows and the storm windows, if you have them, you want to put those back on too. Roofs, gutters, downspouts. Well, those could be problem areas in the wintertime too. If your temperature will fall below 32 degrees in the wintertime, and it certainly does around here, then adding some extra insulation to the attic can prevent warm air from creeping up to the roof and causing those ice dams that can build up in your gutters. That's not a good thing for a lot of reasons. Check the flashing to ensure the water can't enter the home there, and replace any worn roof shingles or tiles that you might have, and clean out the gutters. Maybe use a hose to spray water down the downspouts to make sure you clear away all that debris, and maybe even consider installing some leaf guards or something like that on the gutters, possibly some extensions on the downspouts to get that water away from your home so it doesn't cause any other problems when we have heavy rains or those thaws too after we have a lot of ice build up there. And make sure you service all the weather specific equipment. You know, like lawnmowers, you know, you want to get the gas out. You don't necessarily need to leave the gas sitting there all winter long. Service or tune up your snow blowers. Don't think about it the morning it starts to snow. That's a little too late. Worn rakes and snow shovels, make sure you have good ones in-house, because you know how quickly those things disappear from the local stores when we have big storms. You want to clean and dry and then store your summer gardening equipment and sharpen up all those things you might use, like ice choppers and things, and make sure you have bags of ice melt and sand and things. Again, remember the run that happens on that kind of stuff at the local stores every time we have a storm, so make sure you have all those things. Some other things to think about in the wintertime, too, is to take a look at the foundation of your home. Look for cracks and stuff and whatever else. You don't want small animals crawling in there either, so make sure you check all those types of things. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, check those. This is still Fire Prevention Week. It's a good time to start thinking about maybe replacing the batteries and things in those, too, so they work. You want to prevent plumbing freezes as well, so make sure you check the garden hoses and all those kinds of things. Shut the water off to the outside when we start getting cold.
Yeah, disconnect those garden hoses before they freeze. Yes. I don't know how many hose bibs we change out a year because people forgot to disconnect the hoses.
Oh, and you feel so dumb when that happens.
Yeah, and it's an expensive repair, too.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you tear out, you know, a little tear out going on there, too.
And usually they don't realize it until they flooded the basement the next spring.
Yeah. And it's like you said, and it's something that's absolutely preventable. And like I said, you feel stupid when that happens.
Yeah.
I knew better than that. So, yeah, check all of those kinds of things, too. Drain them, remove them. As I say, shut off the water to the outside, those types of things. Once we get to that point, it's not necessary right now, but when we start getting to the point where we're going to see some freezing weather, then you want to make sure. And also, look at some other things, too. Landscaping, outdoor surfaces, and maybe prepare an emergency kit, too. We've had times with ice storms and different types of things like that that can happen. So, prepare yourself for those kinds of things. And while we're here in the fall, while the leaves are falling from the trees, you might want to take a look at the trees, too, at this particular time of the year. We don't have to look back too far ago to remember some ice storm activity that happened. And is it possible, perhaps, that maybe some of those tree limbs could have been removed before we got that nasty weather so they didn't hit the house or your car or perhaps take down a power line or something? Check those kinds of things out, too, before it's too deep into the winter and probably too late. So all kinds of hints you can do to make sure you get your home and the area where you reside here over the course of the winter months, not just comfortable, but safe as well. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Town Center Cabinetry can offer you the finest in cabinets at very competitive pricing. Our designer, Carolyn Masmar, will walk you through the process with extra special care. We know that you don't want to be taken advantage of. We know that you don't want what all is out there on the market for new innovations. We know that you probably need help to make that kitchen or bathroom more functional, and we know that you want to purchase products that will make you smile every time you're in that new room. Featuring Wood Harbor Cabinets, we offer you three lines of quality units that are made right here in Iowa. With all the experience that we have been privileged to have, we know that we can fill that need and want of yours to the T. Town Center Cabinetry is located just one door south of Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call or just drop in and visit with us soon. The thought of the day today is by John Lennon. It says, "A dream you dream alone is only a dream. A dream you dream together is reality."
All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, I want to appreciate you coming in and being a part of our program here this morning, and hope you have a great, safe weekend. You go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.